This episode of Munchkin Land is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIPs from around the world. For literally pennies a day, you can support what we do, creating new content for you, and in return, you get some bonus content, too. Point your browser to members.majorspoilers.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for your support. Welcome to Munchkin Land, a podcast that celebrates games in general, but a lot of times it's games from Steve Jackson Games. And this week we're back to Munchkin. And this week there's a new expansion pack that has been released several weeks ago. It's Love Shark Baby with, I believe it's Katie Cook is the artist on that set. So we're playing this with the base Munchkin, but I figured, why don't we just throw in Love Shark Baby, which is Valentine's Day themed. Let's throw in the princesses, and let's throw in the Munchkin Fairy Dust all together.
That's why the stack was so big when I shuffled it.
Well, it's only, you're only looking at, what is that, 36 more cards?
Yeah.
48 more cards?
You handed me the stack of cards.
Oh, yeah.
And said, shuffle this. I'm like, this is bigger than a normal booster pack expansion.
Yep. So just a reminder, you know, Love Shark Baby is going to play the exact same as any as booster pack, except that it's Valentine's themed. Same way with princesses. But the fairy dust rules are a little bit different. So somewhere shuffled into the door deck is the Sparkling Good Fairy. So you can get fairy dust cards, which is a whole other pile. You can get fairy dust cards when either you help a player in combat or your side wins. Oh, and your side wins. You can earn one card per combat, not per monster, or you can cancel a curse cast by another player when you're using your fairy dust cards. Okay? You can kill the Sparkling Good Fairy when you draw her. She's a monster and can be killed. If you kill her, the treasure you draw is 4 regular treasure cards and 2 fairy dust cards, unless all the fairy dust cards are gone. Failing to kill the Sparkling Good Fairy, if you can't defeat the Sparkling Good Fairy, she does not vanish. She'll be back soon. Take the top 10 door cards, shuffle the Sparkling Good Fairy with them, and put them back on top of the door deck. There is bad stuff with the Sparkling Good Fairy, though. If you try to run away from the Sparkling Good Fairy and fail, you are charmed until your next turn. If anyone asks you to help in a combat, you must help. They don't have to reward you, and you do not get a Fairy Dust card. Elves still get a level if they help kill a monster. Got that? I forget what the double dice were. I thought that was Sparkling Good Fairy.
No. Oh, maybe it's Sparkling Good Fairy. There's probably cards in there.
There are cards.
I bet they roll the fairy dice.
All right. Also, we have 3 bookmarks today that we're introducing into play. Why not 4? Because the 4th one that I found was not available to play in any version of Munchkin. So Zach showed up late, so he is the one that doesn't get a bookmark.
Zach showed up on time.
He was the last one of us to show up. So Rodrigo, Rob, and I each have an official bookmark from Steve Jackson Games. Mine is the official Munchkin Pathfinder bookmark of instant gratification. What do you have, Rob?
The official Munchkin Cheesy Promotional Bookmark of Power.
And Rodrigo?
Mine's secret.
Oh, okay. All right.
Ooh.
We will reveal those. We may or may not want to play those during the game, but there you go. Also, because we're playing a base Munchkin set, Rob has the base Munchkin counter, so he starts at level 2. And because we're playing Munchkin Fairy Dust, Rodrigo was the high roller on that and got the Munchkin Fairy Dust counter, so he starts at level 2. I picked the Cthulhu one, so I will start at level 1, and Zach got the Monstronomicon.
The
Munchkinomicon, which I almost put into this deck.
Oh, man.
Just because.
And you would have been the only one at level 1.
Well, it's, hey, as always,
you
Steven's
could have
the
started
one.
At the lowest level, and thus all charity
all
goes
charity'd.
To you immediately.
What was I thinking? All right.
Yo.
Who won the last game?
Was I don't
it
know.
You?
Knows.
Well, how about we deal out some cards?
I don't
Rob and Zach, and we'll let Zach go first.
Oh, wow.
This
is
time.
It because I have 2 favors?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So since the Valentine's pack is Love Shark Baby, I'm going to assume there are sharks in there, probably a couple of them.
Yes, there were no rules with this, so if there are sharks, the sharks would be the
they'll be a mob monster.
A mob monster, yeah.
But since it's a holiday one, there's probably also a Santa shark in there.
Well, we're not having a Christmas. We don't have the Christmas
deck. It's a holiday one.
And so what does that
Easter
do?
Has a Santa monster.
Oh, does it?
Okay. Halloween has a Santa monster. Every holiday booster pack has had at least one Santa monster.
Well, when we get to
and
one
Santa
of the...
Santa is also a horde monster.
When we get to one of the expansion cards, please tell us that you have it and what it is, and then read the card. So,
all right.
Zach, it looks like you have one.
I do. From the... This would be the princess one. I am a princess, which gives me self-reliant. In combat without a helper, I get a +3 per monster.
Ooh.
Male munchkins can be princesses if they want to be. And then the love shark baby, I'm guessing with the heart down the bottom, is a +2 lover loafs, is what I'm wearing. Foot gear worth 300 gold pieces. So that is fantastic.
They give you any bonus? What did you say the bonus was?
+2.
Ah, cool.
+2. And so I will use those to kick down a door in comfort. Curse! Lose two cards. The first player to the victim's left draws a card from the victim's hand and keeps it. Then the player on the right does the same. Left, Rodrigo? All right. Aww. Well, that was disappointing. But I don't have to discard anything, so...
Not that you can loot the room.
Who comes out on top on that? Not me. This one. Okay. I am done.
And Rodrigo's turn. What do you got there, Rodrigo?
I have a +2 sneaky bastard sword, which is a one-hand item, and a +3 hoop skirt, which is a big armor, and that's from the princess set. And then I have a sleep potion, a potion of halitosis, and a potion of idiotic bravery, all of which are like a plus something to either side. And then I'm going to kick down the door. Hiya! Curse! Stolen by fairies. You cannot gain the winning level while this curse is in effect. You may lift the curse by discarding a princess card you have in play, by using a wishing ring, or by discarding 1,000 gold pieces worth of items. And then I will loot the room.
That's really not a bad curse right now.
No.
No, not at this low.
No, especially since I actually have something I can discard to it. Loot the room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Done.
Okay, I am a wizard, which means that I have the flight spell, which allows me to discard up to 3 cards after rolling the die to run away. Each one gives you a +1 bonus to flee. And then I have the charm spell. Discard your whole hand, minimum of 3 cards. To charm a single monster instead of fighting it, discard the monster and take its treasure, but don't gain any levels. If there are other monsters in the combat, fight them normally. And then... my wizard has an 11-foot pole, +1 bonus, 2-handed item, 200 gold pieces. I shall kick down the door, pow, and discover an elf. I am an elf wizard.
Nice.
+1 to run away. You get to go up a level for every monster that you help someone else fight, and I also get a fairy dust card if I help you as well.
Yeah.
Now I will loot the room.
If we fight something.
Yes, if we fight something. Oh, okay.
My turn, then?
Wait a minute. How many are we supposed to have?
Five.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ouch.
Oh.
Well, let's see how I can get rid of some of these. I will whine at the GM and go up a level. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I will then boil an anthill and go up a level.
Oh, wow, look at that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm done.
I'm going to kick down a door to discover a cleric, which I already am, because I forgot to tell everybody what I was. Started with a dwarf cleric. I can carry any number of big items. I can have 6 cards in my hand. When it's time, and then I've got cleric with resurrection. When it's time for me to draw cards face up, I may instead take some or all from the top of the appropriate discard pile, and then discard one from my hand for each card so drawn. Yeah, that would have been a bad plan. Turning, I may discard up to 3 cards in combat against an undead creature. Each one gives me a +3 bonus. I've also got boots of butt kicking, which are a +2. And short wide armor, which is a dwarf only armor, for a +3. And kick down a cleric, so we got that in there. And I will loot the room. I will go ahead and put a cloak of obscurity in play, which is a usable by thief only item. And you can go.
Cool. I'm gonna kick down the door. Curse!
Wow.
Lose the armor you are wearing. Well, darn. Thankfully, I'm not wearing any. Then I'll...
Man, who shuffled these?
Not
you
me.
Guys.
Oh, that's right. I did.
I will go looking for
Trubu.
Uh-oh.
Against the horrifying gelatinous octahedron. Level 2. I'm at 3 due to my level in my sweet loafers. So, if you'd like...
What's the bad stuff?
I drop all of my big items.
Do you have any big items?
No, I don't. No. Yeah.
That sure would be bad if a wandering monster came in and messed you up there. Sure, you don't want any help?
Sure would be bad if the loafers got scuffed.
I wouldn't mind helping you.
That's okay. Yeah. Anyone else? 3, 2, 1. one level and
oh,
one...
there's an echo in here.
treasure. Ooh. Guess what? Along with being a princess, I have another really impressive title. For a whole +3 bonus. Oh, wait, I forgot I gave you that bonus. Jeez, I killed that cube.
Oh, because you fought it by
yourself.
Yeah,
myself.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, cool. Yay. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. I want to kick down the door. And kick. Level 14, insurance salesman. Your level does not count. Fight him only with your bonuses. Bad stuff. You buy insurance. Lose 1,000 gold pieces worth of items. If you don't have that much, lose all you have. Wow. Let's see. I'm at 5. So it's beating me by 9.
Oh, what's the treasure?
4 treasures.
Rob seems most powered up to help you if he wanted to.
I, myself, actually only am worth 5 in this fight.
Ow. I'm only worth 4, so...
Yeah, but I've got...
Oh, you're only worth 1 in this fight. You don't use your levels.
Oh, I've got, that's right. I've got items.
Yeah, I only have 5 to give you. What'd you have, Rob?
5.
Oh. Well...
Well, are you counting your level?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Well, would 5 even be enough for you?
Yeah, I've got some one-time use items, you know, assuming we don't get...
Picked on. Well, I would help you for a treasure.
I'd make the same offer. Help you for a treasure.
All right. Well, except Zach's help.
Yeah!
All right, are at 10?
Yes.
We'll make that 16.
Let's do it.
And that should recuperate all my potions, treasure-wise. Anybody going to do anything here?
Your curse doesn't...
No, it just means I can't win the game.
Okay. Nope.
3, 2, 1. Crush.
The day is ours.
Huzzah.
Okay. So, Zach, you instantly get a Fairy Dust card. Fairy Dust card with values are items and can be traded. Other Fairy Dust cards cannot be traded. Unlike other cards, you keep Fairy Dust cards if you die. Fairy Dust cards in your hand count toward your hand size, just like any other card.
Mm. Ooh. All right.
A magic lamp and a polymorph potion.
Okay. Let's see. A magic lamp... it's almost a genie who makes a single monster vanish, even if you had already failed to your runaway roll and was about to catch you. If it was the only monster you were facing, you may take this treasure. If you don't get a level, usable once only. Turns any monster into a parrot which flies away living in the... Wow.
Yeah.
You want one of these? Actually, I'll just let you pick
one. Okay. Whichever one. They pretty much do the same thing, don't they?
Yeah, basically they do exactly the same thing.
I will, I guess I'll just take the, polymorph, I guess.
Okay.
Thank you, there you go.
And so you, one of those is a, Love Shark baby card?
Yes. +3 Cupid's bow. You get an extra +3 if you are helping or being helped by someone of the opposite sex. I mean, I'll be used against Cupid himself, of course. And then I also got a +3 bonus usable by wizards only pointy hat of power. So wow. I can't use it right now. But the bow does give me a bigger bonus than my bastard sword. So I'm going to equip that.
Steven's a wizard only.
I am a wizard only.
Oh. You want to trade me something for this hat?
I don't have anything really in play to trade off.
Okay.
So. up a level already?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm done.
All right. I'm going to kick down the door to discover a curse. Lose one big item.
Oh, no.
I don't have a big item. So there you go. I will loot the room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Who's the lowest? I'm a 3.
A 2.
Oh, the rest of you are 2s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of figured that's what was going to happen.
And I'm done.
Kick it down at the door. Yep. Hey, it's the love shark. And now that's stuck in my head again.
Love shark.
Baby.
Level 14. It's a shark, so...
Shark. You know,
they swarm. Any sharks? Anybody want to throw any sharks at me? Minus 3 against warriors. Bad stuff. This monster joins your next fight as a love shark baby, which is a level 9 shark and gives 1 level and 3 charges defeated and has bad stuff. Lose a level. Any enhancers do not come back.
Wait, it joins your next battle?
Yeah, the bad stuff is it joins your next battle as a level 9.
Bad stuff. Got it.
As a love shark baby.
Well, I am currently an equivalent of 7 to its 14.
All I've got is 4.
I've got 9.
That's more than I got.
How many treasures?
4.
I'll help you for 2.
Sure.
All right. So I bring 9 to the party.
So we got 16 then. We're beating it by 2.
Kill it.
Punch a shark in the nose.
I really want to see this come back to.
there might be a way to do it later.
If you get it, you got bad stuff on both of us.
Yeah,
it'd come back for each of our next fights.
Yeah. I think I'll pass because you guys are low levels right now. And...
All right. It has been deaded.
Just so we're clear for the song in my mind, this Love Shark Baby is not the Love Shack melody. Right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
is
it is. That's,
okay. That's the play on it. Okay. Oh, I was going to feel real dumb if I started singing that song.
2, 3, 4. Genetically modified apple. Play at any time on your turn. Go through the door, discards, and take the first princess class or race that you do not already have. You may use its abilities in addition to any you already have until the end of your next turn. Ooh, nifty. +3 bonus usable by halfling only step ladder. +3 bonus lighter of smiting. This is a fire flame attack. It's also one-handed. Electric radioactive acid potion. +5 to either side. Usable once only. Well, the modified apple sounds like it's tricky, so I'll go ahead and take that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want for one of these?
I'll get the lighter.
Yep. And you'll take the stepladder, too.
All right. Oh, no.
Did you get your fairy dust card?
And Rodrigo gets a fairy dust card.
Fairy dust.
For helping out. Good job, Rodrigo.
Helping.
And I will put a bucket of things in play that I cannot use. Because I can only have 6 cards in hand.
Oh, because you're a dwarf.
Yeah. I'm short.
Apparently
means I can lift up more stuff. Yeah.
Cool. Door kicking time. Level 10 natural. No special powers. He's really mad about it. Let's see. Bad stuff. Screws up the game balance by forcing you to let the players of the highest level take any one item each from you.
Ooh, can I have those shoes, please?
No.
That's only bad stuff.
Oh, that's
only the bad stuff.
All 3 of us are tied for the highest
level
right now.
These little birds are staying on my feet for a second. Well, that is an issue. Because I don't have enough to beat him.
I'll help you for your treasure.
Will you, Rob?
I will.
You have a lot of power, don't you?
I do.
A lot of that power.
I've got 8.
No, that's enough. 5, 7. All right. Let us join an adventure to kill a troll. We have 15. Anyone?
Nope.
3,
go for it.
2. Kill the troll. To level 3, I go.
Ooh.
And 3 treasures. 1. We have Amor armor. for a plus four bonus. That is a love shark, a huge rock. And then Horde! Draw three more treasure cards immediately. They are face down.
Nice.
Or face up.
What happens?
You just draw three more treasure cards.
Wow, nice.
One. Bouquet of Roses. Plus five to either side. That is a land shark also. Mace of Sharpness. And then finally, Flaming Armor. So...
I would thoroughly appreciate the Mace of Sharpness.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You can have that. And then I will take the rest of it.
It's a cleric-only item.
Yes. I'm going to put on some more armor. And then I guess hold on to a huge rock. And then put the flaming armor and bouquet of roses on my side. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, and I have the staff of napalm. I will also put there also. And now I'm done.
I kick down the door. Kick. Curse. Stupid is as Cupid does. That's from Love Shark Baby. You must help the next player of the opposite sex who asks without asking for any reward, unless that fight is for the win. If the combat turns into a fight for the win after you start helping, you can back out without penalty, and this curse is lifted.
So, clarification on that. If one of us gets the you become a girl or change sex card, does that...
That's
work
what
in that
he could actually... That is the only point in this group that would actually be
relevant.
Right,
that's why I was making sure it was not being literal as only a member of the opposite sex can help you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean...
Your sex is an in-game mechanic.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
You just... It just set to whatever you actually are.
Okay.
I am going to go looking for trouble. Against a... level 2 pit bull. If you can't defeat it, you may distract it, automatically escape, by dropping any wand, pole, or staff. Fetch, Fido. Bad stuff, fang marks in your butt, lose 2 levels. It is level 2, and I am right now at level 9. Or effective power 9.
Mm-hmm. Take it out.
Alright. 3, 2, 1, crunch. I get a level, putting me at 4. A treasure. I'm going to put on a plus 1 bonus, a single perfect rose. It is headgear, also from Love Shark Baby. May be worn with other headgear. If something makes you lose your headgear, discard the rose and keep everything else. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, let's see. I'm probably going to sell some stuff. I'm actually going to equip the Lighter of Smiting, which has the same bonus as Cupid's Bow, except for the claws. Sell that for 500 gold, plus 500 more gold for my hoop skirt for a level, so that I can put on my stepladder into play. And then sell my... actually, I can equip this now. So I'll just do that. Yes, so I've re-equipped my Sneaky Bastard Sword. I have a plus 3 bonus Lighter of Smiting, and I am wearing a single perfect rose in my hair. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I'm even down to 5 cards.
All right, I will kick open the door, pal, to discover a curse. Lose a level. Boo.
Boo.
No, boo.
Unless someone wants to take the curse away from me and get a fairy dust card.
I think
process.
We have to actually be able to cancel the curse.
Yeah.
And I will, whoops,
loot the room. I get it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I'll pick up the door.
Let's see. How about...
too much.
You just discard this time.
I know, but if I can go out with a little bit of flourish, I will.
Fair enough.
How about curse to Rodrigo?
Duck, oh, good, because I haven't been cursed enough.
Why'd you pick up the duck then?
Yeah, you should know better than to pick up a duck in a dungeon. Lose two levels.
Right. Ow. Yeah.
That's okay.
All right, I'm done.
Steven just likes to play his cow play.
I'll kick down the door. Elf.
I got, like, nothing in my hand.
Are you kidding me?
I'm an elf.
Yeah. That's really useful.
In the I'm an elf wizard.
One. Let's see.
Which one's the one? Is it Pathfinder that has the race modifiers? Or is that a Munchkin expansion?
I think it's just an expansion. With the high...
And yeah, so you could play a high elf wizard.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It would get you pretty close to Aurum.
Yep. I've even got an 11-foot pole. No?
No.
You don't know. You've not seen my character card, my character sheet in a while.
That's true.
In a while. Fair enough. Like, what are you talking about? I have to look at your character sheet every time we play.
Oh, snap.
Curse on you, Rob. Here, let me have your curse back there, Rodrigo.
I'm too late.
Loot the
I already
room
put away the duck.
Because my hand is terrible. Oh, my God. Really? Why? I'm going to equip a Hanshi.
What are you, three?
It gives you an extra hand.
A Hanshi?
Yes, I have an extra hand. The Hanshi cannot be taken from you by theft, curses, or bad stuff short of death. Discard the Hanshi if you die.
Is that a fairy dust card?
That is a fairy dust card. Wow.
I'm a
level two. Do you have any foot gear, Rodrigo?
No.
Curse, lose your foot gear.
Oh, no.
Oh, everyone.
Everybody's cursing me.
Cursing Rodrigo.
I could have done that to Zach. And it would have actually hurt him.
Yep.
And I could have done that to Steven, but he would have smote me.
He would have whacked you with
the audacity
his
of
pole
doing so.
Yep.
Despite the fact that it wouldn't hurt him. I still have too many cards in hand. Why do I have so many cards? What level are you, Rodrigo?
Three.
Two.
Three.
I'm going to get rid of that. You can go.
Okay. Level 12, Prince Charmless from the Princess set. He's not used to rejection. -3 against princesses.
Wow.
Wait. He takes -3 or I make -3?
He takes -3. Sorry.
Right.
Oh, so he's only 9.
All right.
I'm a sweet, sweet princess.
That's right.
Well, thanks
to... And if you fight him alone, you get your princess +3 on top of it.
Dang. thanks to my armor and my giant rock, that means I'm at 18.
Wow.
Is 9. Would anyone like to mess up what the prince and I have going on here?
I'll help.
No.
No, I'm good.
Cool. Then the prince is dead and he picks his nose. And I go up a level. Level 4. And I take 3 treasures.
Good job, Zach.
Thanks. I've been training a lot. Oh, that's too bad. Oh,
that's where you've been the last few sessions.
Oh, look at this. I rescued myself from that nose-picking prince. And I'm going to go up a level. To 5.
And Zach takes the lead officially. I guess he did after he beat the prince.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, no.
Hey, Steven might get a card out of this.
Yeah, I doubt it.
But I had to give you a card.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, something I can use.
Something you can use.
You can use what I gave you.
Yeah, I can if I had another card to...
Cheat it.
No.
Mm.
If it was cheatable, I would have had it in play already.
Mm.
I'm a dwarf. I can carry all the items.
Steven, oh man.
You do whatever you think is going to win you the game, Zach.
Would you like something that you could sell or something you could use?
I'd prefer something I could use.
Look at this nice man actually asking you things.
Something you can use?
Too bad. Another elf.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. You may have this princess card. Or the fairy dust card. It's princess or fairy dust. Yeah. Well, I guess I'll just do this then. I'm going to sell this giant shield of ubiquity because it's big. And my flaming armor for 1,000 gold pieces.
You know, you could have just banked this card.
Yeah.
You can't play the shield in order to sell it right now because you have a rock.
Yeah, that's
you can't sell cards from your hand?
No. You have to sell. That's why I sold my hoop skirt.
Oh, well, then I'm just going to put this back in my hand and put that back over there and just call it a day.
Okay. You also wouldn't have been able to sell stuff after you discarded.
Why?
Because that's the last thing you do.
Yeah, that's the last thing you did in the turn.
Okay.
That's all right. Zach hasn't been here for a couple shows.
It's very true.
His training was all about combat, apparently.
Yep. All right. Time to kick down this door. Kick. Level 16. Undead. White Brothers. Will not pursue anyone of level 3 or below. Oh, good. High level characters lose 2 levels, even if they escape. Bad stuff, you are reduced to level 1. 2 levels and 4 treasures. Well, let's see. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I've got 9. Anybody want to get in on this?
I'll help.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How much you bring into the party?
12.
That should be enough.
Half the treasures?
Sure. All
right. I'm an elf.
Good idea. That's fashionable.
Which means it's only 9, but it's still enough to kill it. Right?
Yes, because I got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
So that's 18 to its 16.
Yep. Anybody?
I'll wait.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, crunch.
That's Rob gets a fairy dust card.
And a level.
And a level.
I get 2 levels. 4, 5. And 4 face-up treasures. 1, 2, 3, 4. A magic missile used during any combat, +5 to either side, usable once only. +2 bonus, +4 for princesses, glass sneakers, +1 to run away, but if you fail, you must discard this card in addition to any other bad stuff. +3 bonus, chainsaw of bloody dismemberment, and an instant wall allows automatic escape for 1 or 2 players from any fight, usable once only. Let's see, what do I want? I don't have any foot gear. So, I'm going to take the magic missile and the glass sneakers, and Ooh. You can have these.
I like that glass sneakers card.
Yeah. You got anything that you want to trade for it since you're actually a princess?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it better than your sneakers there?
For you, it is.
It is for me, because it'd be a +4.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I'd lose a +1 to run away.
But he could sweeten the deal with one of the other random things he's got.
Yeah, you have a bunch of random things.
You have a bunch of random stuff.
What's that bouquet of roses?
+5 to either side.
Oh.
Yes.
A once-only item, though?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't have armor anymore.
You don't have armor?
Yeah. I'll trade you... What's that other thing?
Staff of Napalm, usable wizards only.
Hmm. Yeah, I think I don't. You don't particularly have anything.
Okay, that's cool.
Unless you wanted to like throw in a bunch of stuff.
Nah.
Which I didn't figure you would.
Nah.
Okay. So let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cards in my hand. And I beat a monster. Leveled up. I think I'm done.
All right, I shall kick down the door. Kapow, to find a dwarf. You can carry any number of big items. You can have 6 cards in your hand. I will loot the room. And, oh boy, get to discard some cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 cards. I will discard a thief. I will discard a dwarf. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, might as well just go up a level.
Dang.
Using
well.
This find the perfect gift, go up a level. That's from Love Shark Baby. All of my levels gained in this game, by the way, have come from 3 drawn cards about going up a level.
Awesome.
Good my work, turn Steven. Is over.
Is it Land Shark a beer?
It is.
It is.
Do I want to become a dwarf again?
Wonder if in those shark decks, is there a pizza shark?
Pizza shark.
I think we might be too young for that one.
Yeah, I don't get it. But I don't get most things.
I'm going to kick down the door. Level 8, the 8th dwarf. He's meanie, +7 against dwarves. I'm glad I didn't become a dwarf again. he's from the princess set. I'm beating him by a considerable amount right now.
I'll help you, Rob.
It's very generous of you, Steven.
I appreciate the offer, sir. But I do have to decline right now.
Sure would be awful if some other monster came wandering into the room.
Wandering along.
It would, wouldn't it?
Clip clap.
You know, like... That's an option that you have, Steven. You can throw a monster at him and then basically offer your help.
But I wouldn't be able to do anything there.
Oh, okay.
I'm basically just offering my help to get myself a
get
level.
Get the free.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Stuff. You can force him to make...
You can
make,
force it so I need the help.
So that you... So however, that, yeah.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't be able to offer anything when we'd both suffer the consequences.
He doesn't have enough to
I don't have anything
beat
to beat the monster
hand.
That I would throw in.
I see.
So you going to throw him in?
Not right now.
Didn't think so. You going to do anything to me? Anybody?
No, not right now.
You're good.
Okay, deaded. 2 treasures. That's not a treasure. That's a door.
Well.
Put it on the bottom of the
deck. One man's door is another man's treasure, Rob.
Okay. Gain a level.
That's, God. There's a class that does that.
And yes.
You can, like, take...
Oh, take doors.
Doors instead of treasures for some reason.
And I will carry...
Maybe it's the other way around.
Buckler of Swashing and the Boots of Running really fast. Because I can't use any of it. And... Oh, fairy dust up. Play it anytime. Shuffle the fairy dust discards back into the deck and deal 1 face down fairy dust card to every player.
I don't think there's any fairy discards. Nope.
However, we each get a card.
Yay.
That turned out useful. Handbag of holding. You may now have an extra card in your hand. If you ever have no cards in your hand, discard the handbag. Ah! Here you go.
All right. I will kick open the door.
Warrior.
Oh, now I have a...
Zach,
I have a decision. What?
You can be a warrior princess.
Oh, jeez. Dun, 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 dun. Warrior princess. All right, so...
Zach, a mighty princess forged in the heat of battle.
And how do I... It's been so long. How do I get rid of the big item? So I put the other big item down.
You sell it.
Sell it or discard it.
Oh.
Or lose it somehow.
Lose it.
But I can't sell it yet. It's not my turn, right?
You can sell it during your tune.
You can
You can sell it before you kick down the door, even. If you wanted.
Well,
a little late for that one.
Yeah. I'll just loot the room, and then I'll sell stuff. Oh, look at that. Well, that has no value, so that does me no good. I guess I could just sell it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No value is a monetary value.
Right, and I could just sell it and not be like, all right, well, let's get rid of it. Well, I might as well just sell this flaming armor and the napalm staff for 1,200, along with this giant rock. And those are all treasures. Take up level 6, and then put my Shield of Ubiquity, which is a one-handed big item for a +4 bonus, into the field of play. And then I will 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I will hold on to this wishing ring.
Oh, a wishing ring that you could use to dispel somebody's curse and get yourself another fairy dust card?
Mm-hmm. And that's it. I am done.
All right.
You guys ever stack your cards up in your hand to make different weird card combinations? Like when you just like read them?
Like mine all go 3, 6, 9, 12.
Oh, I was just using the names. Oh. Like I would tell you what I had, but then it would give away some cards.
Right.
But I was just having fun trying to mix them in my hand.
All right.
Mine are organized to.
Mine are in my hand. I want to kick down this door. Kick. Super Munchkin.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Now my plan is complete.
You're going to have one class to use it with.
Yes, to have nothing. I'm going to loot the room and see if I get a freaking class. Wait, no, maybe I should go looking for trouble. Let me see what I have here. I'm going to go looking for trouble.
So just disappointed.
Yeah. Let's see. Against a level 2 wingman from Love Shark Baby. He's looking out for you. You may not have a helper in this fight. Bad stuff. He swoops in and steals your item with the highest bonus. Discard it. But he's a level 2. And I'm at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 right now. Anybody?
Nah.
3, 2, 1. Crunch. Send my wingman home, gain a level, and a treasure.
Woo!
Woo! One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Ugh. I'm going to play Spike Leads the Charge. Go up a level.
That is the card from the Boom Studios Munchkin issue number 1 comic.
Oh.
That was included in that, so I'm glad that that made it.
Very cool.
Yeah, that looks really cool.
Yeah, it does.
And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Who is a little baby?
I am.
Oh, Steven's
I'm at
baby.
3.
3, 4, 5, 6. I will discard this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Thank you.
Done.
Wow. All right, I will kick open the door. Pow, to reveal a level 10, 3,872 orcs, +6 against dwarves due to ancient grudges. Bad stuff, roll a die. On 2 or less, they stomp you to death. Otherwise, lose as many levels as the die shows. Well, it can't be that bad, right? Let's see. What do I have? I am sitting at 4.
Oof.
So I need 6.
6, you
say? I will help for nothing.
Rob will help for nothing but a level.
And a fairy discard.
And a fairy discard.
I'll
accept Rob's help.
I'll help you for a treasure.
Yeah, I'll get Rob's help. He's pretty loaded.
Okay.
So we're beating it by, like, what, 22 or something?
7, 8, 9, 14. I'm 14.
Okay. So we're beating it by 10.
All right.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Smash. All right. I finally get the joy of going up an actual level from combat, and I get 3 treasures, plus 1 bonus leather armor, bribe the GM with food, go up a level, and plus 3 usable by halfling only, Limburger and anchovy sandwiches. Anybody a halfling?
Nope.
Okay, I will bank that over to the side. I will use the go up a level now.
You'll gain yet another level game through card level.
And then I will equip my leather armor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's see. I think I will pass. Let's see. Is there anybody who is lower than 5?
Nope.
Then I will get rid of this level 12 Bigfoot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm done. Okay. Oh, by the way, I do have the Munchkin Fairy Dust Fairy Berry, so these sparkly pink dye are mine until I expend them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done, Rob.
Yeah, I'm debating how I want to do this, because I could just fight the Bigfoot instead of kicking down the door. Because I'm a cleric.
I can right. You can undead them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that mace from Clerical Errors, or is that just a...
It's from the first set.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I didn't include any of that in this.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and actually... Resurrection. When it's time for you to draw cards face up, you may instead take some or all from the top of the appropriate discard pile. You must then discard one card from your hand for each card... For each card so drawn.
Yeah, so you could take 5 cards.
Also,
and discard 5 cards.
Also has to be when you draw face up.
Yeah. Yeah, it has to be when you draw face up. I'm going to resurrect Bigfoot. And discard a wizard.
You're beating it by how much?
I am beating it by 3 currently.
I will throw in a wandering monster. Level 14 Cupid from Love Shark Baby.
Ooh, if you defeat Cupid, all players must give you a treasure card of their choice from their hands. Monster enhancers don't change this reward. Oh, so the reward is just 1 treasure from every player.
Yep.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Oh, it's a bad stuff.
Bad stuff. 'Tis better to have loved and lost. No, not really. Lose a level. Well,
interesting,
now.
Interesting.
What's the bad stuff on the Bigfoot?
Stomps you flat and eats your hat. Lose the headgear you're wearing. So there's 26 to my 15. Well, I'm going to make it a lonely Cupid.
Aw, lonely Cupid.
Aw. Also from Love Shark Baby.
Minus 5 to monster. Play during any combat. If the monster is defeated, draw 1 fewer treasure. May only be played on a monster fighting alone. Oh.
Oop.
Another monster comes in to help, discard lonely. Can't play it. Well, that's interesting.
Uh-oh.
Who all has a treasure card in their hand?
Is it in their hand or in play?
From their hands.
Oh. I have a treasure card in hand.
I don't.
You don't have a treasure card in hand?
Nope, me neither.
So Zach's the only one who can actually get hurt by this.
So if I help you... You go up 2 levels.
Yes.
And I hurt myself.
No.
Well, it depends what you negotiate. Yeah, part of the treasure reward is going to be your treasure card from your hand.
But then the treasure reward for you defeating Cupid will be a treasure card from everybody else, including myself, which would be the treasure that you give me. Because I don't have a treasure in my hand.
And then you would give me... the rest of the treasures?
Sure.
Ooh, I didn't think you'd do that. You'll go to level 8. I'll get 3 treasures and a fairy dust card.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
All right.
I have 19.
How much are you guys beating it by?
You have 19?
Yeah.
I'm worth 15, so we're 20...
34.
So they're 26 by 8.
Yep. I got nothing. Oh, there's nothing that's going to make a difference. I think you guys got it.
I think you do too.
Spivvy. So, boom, boom. Two levels. One. Actually. Yeah. Two. Three treasures.
Let's see. We have a Koshin of Punfusion, which is a plus two to either side. Tuba of Charm. This instrument captivates your foes, giving you a plus three to run away. If you successfully escape the combat, snag a face-down treasure on your way out. And then a usable by human only, a badass bandana for headgear, plus three bonus.
You give me one of the treasures in your hand, and then I give you one of the treasures in my hand. I see why that's in your hand.
Mm-hmm. all right, so then I'm going to put this on the side. Ooh, I have to put that in my hand. It's a big item. And then I'm going to put on the badass bandana.
I am going to discard, or will sell off, my two usable only items. One for 400, one for 600. And go up to level 9.
Yay.
Yay.
All right, I'm done.
Cool.
Do you remember your fairy card, Zach?
Yep, I did. I got it. Kick in the door. Curse. Lose one small item. Well, that stinks. Guess I'll just lose Mr. Potion. I'll just go look for loot through. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I am level 5.
Awesome.
What level is Rodrigo?
7.
Ah.
Okay. So, Steven, you can have this, and then you can have this, and you may also have, yeah, that.
All right.
There you go.
Three cards from Zach.
And then give me 5, wow. And I'm done.
Okay. Time to kick down this door. Hi-ya! Level 6, lawyers.
Uh-oh, they're a shark.
Will not attack a thief. Professional. Actually, it doesn't say that it's a shark. Will not attack a thief. Professional courtesy. A thief encountering a lawyer may instead discard 2 treasures and draw 2 new ones face down. Bad stuff, he hits you with an injunction. Let each other player draw 1 card from your hand, starting with the player to your left. Discard any remainder. It is level 6, and I'm at 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So I'm beating it by 9. Anybody care?
Nope.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Crunch the lawyers. Up to level 8. And draw 2 treasures. I'll put some pretty balloons in my backpack. I will probably charity down. Steven, the lowest
I'm
level?
Yep. Level 5. Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here you go.
Thank you. All right, Rodrigo's done, so I will kick open the door to discover a, poof, level 6 ugly stepsister, plus 3 against princesses, bad stuff, she makes you do your chores, discard all hand items you're using, which sucks because I just turned myself into an elf wizard princess. So essentially, these two cancel each other out, because if I'm fighting her alone, I get a plus 3 per monster, and she's got a plus 3 against princesses, so... So I am sitting at 6. Let's see. She's sitting at 6. I'm at 5, 6, 7 is what I'm sitting at.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So I'm beating that ugly stepsister by 1. Anyone want to do anything?
No, Steven.
I don't think so.
All right. Then I shall beat her and take 2 treasures, 1 and 2. One of them is a go up a level.
Nice.
And the other one is a wishing ring. And let's see. What?
Rodrigo and his infinite curses.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to use my wishing ring to cancel your one of your curses, Rodrigo.
Yeah, which one?
Whichever one you like.
Okay.
And I'll take a fairy dust card. Oh, and I'm going to apply to my...
fairies is from the princess expansion.
Yeah. But it's the sparkly fairy.
I'm going to apply to my leather armor variable bonus fairy duster. May be worn with other armor. Cannot be lost to curse or bad stuff unless you are wearing no other armor. Roll both fairy dust dice when entering combat and use the highest bonus. If the dice match, both count. So there you go.
Ooh.
I'm done.
I'm going to kick down the door. Illusion. Play this card during any combat. Discard any one monster in this combat along with any cards that have been played to modify it and replace with a monster card from your hand.
Listeners at home, Rob actually did his magic illusion fingers.
Yeah.
Jazz hands.
This game would be a lot more fun if we all had like hidden packets of glitter.
Smoke
glitter in our sleeves.
That would be horrendous.
No. It would be horrible.
Illusions.
I guess I'm going to loot the room. I will put Fairy Unfairness on my cleric. Play this card on any race or class you haven't played. It is discarded only if you lose that race or class. You may ignore all disadvantages or penalties the race or class would normally give you and use items forbidden to that race or class. Yep, I'm good.
Okay, cool. I'm going to use one of my fairy cards before my start my turn. Of Fairy Favor. I may play this card at any time to draw face-up treasures until I collect items with a total value equal to or more than 700 gold pieces. Discard any non-item cards as you draw them. These items may be put into play immediately, even during combat, usable only once. So, treasure. Oh, that was quick.
Almost there.
Hammer of Kneecapping, plus 4 dwarf only, which is 600 gold pieces. And then, box of expired candy, which is a no-value item, so that's awesome. Oh, and then the next one is Spiky Knees.
Oh.
And that'll put me at 800. And there I go.
That went pretty well.
Yeah,
it wasn't that bad. So I'll put my spiky knees in. And then... I will put my box of expired candy in my other hand. Which so I roll a die and apply that number as a bonus to either side. And then I roll. If I roll a 6, discard the card at the end of the fight. To either side.
Yeah, just you pick a side.
Either myself or the monster that I'm fighting.
Yep.
Huh?
Hold on.
Oh. It's basically a one-time use item that can be used. It's a potion that can be used. Well, I guess it's one hand.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Let me see it.
Well, because you get a roll a variable number on that, that's why you get to keep it, right?
Roll the die and apply that number as a bonus to either side. I guess so. If you roll a 6, discard at the end of the fight.
So otherwise, you're going to keep it.
Yeah, this is a... Yeah, but what he's saying is like that clause that says that he can add it to the monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a card that like... Tonight at about 4 a.m., Rob's going to wake up. He's going to be in his bed and he's going to be like, I know how I could use that.
Great.
Sounds about right.
Looking down the door to a level 6 beautiful stepsister who's a plus 3 against princesses. Oh, no. Bad stuff. She tries to walk all over you. Lose your foot gear. Well, since I'll be battling her on my own, my plus 3 will cancel her plus 3. Which will put me up, I think I'm at 19 currently. Oh, no, 20 with my new spiky knees. And then I guess, I don't have my dice. I forgot my sack.
Oh, no, Zach forgot his
bring
sack.
Bring my book bag, oh, no. So that'll be 4, so that'll put me at 24 to her 6.
I'll help you, Zach.
I appreciate the sentiment.
We can have
Steven.
Princess power and just power. Beat up on our.
Yeah, let's give her a plus 6 and subtract 6 from our side.
Thanks, but no thanks. Aww. Anything else? Anyone? 3, 2, wait for Rob. Done. There's that. Two treasures. And we'll go to level 7. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ah, darn.
That's okay. I'm a level 7 too.
Are you?
Yep.
Cool. I'm going to put these chocolate-covered cherry bombs on the side. And I'm done.
More love shark goodies.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to kick down the door. Kick to a level 14 Romanticore. Because it's only big monsters up in here. Plus 3 if the munchkin to your immediate left or right is not your sex. Plus 6 if both are different. But no, it's all dudes up in here. So, bad stuff, love hurts, you are dead. It's level 14, I'm at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So right now, I'm beating it by 2. Anybody gonna mess with that?
Nah.
All right, 3, 2, 1, crunch the Romanticore. Gain a level... And 4 treasures.
Wow.
1, solid. 2.
What level are you at?
3, 9. Oh, you made me say a number and I lost my count.
2, 3, 4. I have to draw 4 more.
Let's see. Gonna equip some stuff up in here. Ooh, that'll be fun. I'll equip a horny helmet. Because my single perfect rose can be used with other headgear. And in fact, the one pictured is the horny helmet.
Cool.
Because.
Are you just a classless human? Is that what you are?
Yep. I'm just okay. A human with no class and have been the whole game.
All right.
Despite this super munchkin burning a hole in my hand. Play a friendship potion. Play a doppelganger. And play an invisibility potion. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, that's my turn.
All right, I will kick down the door. Pow, to discover a level 4 snails on speed. -2 to run away. Am I beating this? Let's find out. 6. Oh, I'm supposed to roll both. Oh, 5. I'm supposed to use the highest. So that's a 7, 8. 15 against its level 4.
Nice.
Boom. Dead. 2 treasures. 1, 2. 1 level. Let's see. I'm going to put on a helm of courage. And then, man, I totally messed this up. There's a convenient addition error, and I get to go up a level to level 9. And... why not? Curse, Rodrigo. Lose your headgear.
Bastard.
Sorry. I don't have a bastard sword.
He stole your rose. He has the bastard sword.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
Oh, wait. I'll use
now,
my...
double check. On. Double check on that. Hold so on. The fairy princess...
Don't lose it. I'll use my wishing ring.
Oh, that's nice of you.
You can keep your headgear.
Yay.
Unlike other cards, you keep your fairy dust cards if you die. Let's see. Other fairy dust cards cannot be traded. Okay, so I guess you would still lose that.
Oh, this is a love shark baby anyway.
Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry. I saw pink and I thought.
Yeah.
And I'm done, Rob.
All right.
I'll help you.
Nothing has happened yet, Steven.
Oh. Then why'd you curse Rodrigo? How am I supposed to resurrect something if it's just a curse? I'm going to kick down the door. Oh, God. Level 18, Squidzilla. Aw. Slimy, elves are at neg 4. Will not pursue anyone of level 4 or below except elves.
No, sorry.
I think you should help them, Steven.
Well, it'd only be... Well,
mutual
I guess we'd each be
victory.
At neg
4.
But, so, okay. 3, 4, 5, 9 is 14. It's a lonely Squidzilla.
Oh, lonely Squidzilla.
And thus is at 13 to my 14.
Wow.
I'll help you, Rob.
13 to 14, you say?
I do say.
Well, I'll just throw in some chocolate-covered cherry bombs from Love Shark for a +3 bonus to Mr. Person you're fighting, Squidzilla.
Zach really likes this Shove Lark expansion.
I'm going to use an electric radioactive potion. +5 to my side.
I'll help you, Rob.
So he just added
two from where you were. Because I have added 3 and you added 5.
Yeah. So I'm up 3.
I'll give it a friendship potion. Using any combat, discard all monsters in the combat. No treasure is gained, but the player may loot the room. Usable once only. You get to loot the room.
Aww. Oh, if only I had a wishing ring.
That's not a curse.
Can't cancel it. It's not a curse. Who's during any combat is called all monsters. Yep. Bummer.
I mean, I wish I had a wishing ring so I could go back and wish we never started playing this game.
Oh, time travel.
Done.
Okie dokie. I'll loot the room. Level 16 undead King Tut. Will not pursue anyone of level 3 or below. Higher level characters lose 2 levels, even if they escape.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Bad
stuff.
Undead
horse. Things.
Wow.
Well, just dropping them.
I'll help you.
No. Is that 20? I'm currently at 24. Oh, darn. And I would win. Oh, no.
Yeah, you'd both win, is I think what he's getting at.
That's what I was trying to do earlier, but he wouldn't
You're 24?
Yeah, I'm at 24.
Do you need to roll your die?
I mean, I can. Yeah, sure. 28.
Okay. They're at 30. One of them's intelligent, the undead horse, and King Tut is smothering.
So I'm losing by 2, you say.
I'll help.
I will also help.
What's the bad stuff?
Bad stuff. I will automatically lose 2 levels from King Tut. And then you will also lose your items and all of your cards. And
wow, the bad stuff is terrible.
And then the horse is also lose 2 levels. So there is a potential to lose 4 levels and everything you have.
Just think of the charity you two would receive later.
I offer my assistance.
First, I'm going to play a Charmed Circle. I'm going to play this card during combat. No one may play any items against you during this combat. Any items already played against you in this combat are returned to their owners.
Oof.
So you get to return all those things?
No, those aren't items, unfortunately. And then, just to see if Robin has any, how dedicated he is into this double winning thing, I'm going to play a Bouquet of Roses to give myself a +5 to put myself up
by 3.
3.
But nobody can play any items now.
Right.
Yeah, smart move, Zach.
Thank you, Steven.
But I can play a curse.
You can.
A truly obnoxious one at that.
Oh. A truly obnoxious curse that makes me lose the item giving me the largest bonus, which would be
probably your +5 potion.
No,
I only had a 4 on that, so I guess it would just be
this is a +5 potion, but he doesn't lose that because
because he played it.
My shield of ubiquity.
That's a good call.
I'll help.
I will also help Zach.
Will you, Steven?
Yeah.
He's also at level 9.
I know.
And an elf.
Oh. I'll help you.
Are you also at level 9?
Yeah, but I'm not an elf.
Oh. Oh. Hmm. Well, that's interesting.
But I want some treasures out of the deal.
And he's going
to win if... I know.
And he's going to get a fairy dust card.
That's true.
Wait, what?
He just wants to do it so neither one of us win.
Oh.
He's really dealing
confused.
Over
those
there.
Are the, those are the kind of people I play with, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but why
those
do you want
are the kind of the people I play
treasure
with.
Treasure if the game's going to be over?
Oh. Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter.
Okay, that was just really confusing me. Like, you had some nefarious glitter up your sleeve that you were going to shoot at me.
Well, maybe one of the treasures is change your class, go back through the discards and find your class, and you could become an elf and win,
that's
too.
That's a race.
Well, whatever.
And it'd be a little too late once the treasures start coming out.
So pretty much I just get to pick who I want to win with? Or
just win yourself, and Rodrigo helps, and then Rob's over there going, dang it, Rodrigo.
Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Not that this would help me in the future, or at the moment. But
oh, yeah, there you go.
You do have a card that could force me to pick you.
I know. I do have. I have two cards.
Yeah.
That could force you to pick me.
But you're not willing to play them?
I am. It's not if he doesn't have to, I guess. Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
If you just pick Steven right now.
Yeah.
It's not really legal for you to unpick Steven, so he wouldn't be able to use those cards.
Or you.
He'd pretty much have to throw them in right now if he was going to force you to do
it. Or he's got a bunch of stuff in his hand that'll put us up higher than what I can bring to the table.
I doubt that.
Which would force us to run away and potentially drop down to level 5.
I do have
three
door cards.
Level 3.
Yeah, Zach would be completely screwed up.
Yeah. So, Rob, you want to play your favorite card?
Nah.
Cool.
I will offer you the bookmark.
Huh?
I will offer you the bookmark.
But the game's gonna be over. What does it matter?
Oh, you don't know. That bookmark could do something good.
Yeah, it's not better than winning the game.
Is it like giving me real money?
No. That's what Are we going to utilize the bookmarks in future games?
Sure.
Bookmark.
To pick you, you'll give me the bookmark?
Yes.
I don't know about that. This is a hard... This is like Sophie's Choice.
No, it's not, because Sophie's Choice, she loves both of her children.
Yeah, this is like a reverse Sophie's Choice.
I don't know. I've never read that. I'll just pick... Oh, God. I want a partner to go across the finish line with me, and I want that partner to be Steven.
I'll go across the finish. You want me to go with you?
Yeah, sure.
All right, then I will play my bookmark of instant gratification, and I'll show it to everybody. There it is. Play the bookmark to remove a single monster from the fight. I'll take out that level 20 monster there.
Ooh.
Or whatever the mummy is.
King Tut.
Yep. You gain its treasures immediately, and you may play any or all of them, even if you could not otherwise do so. So how many treasures is that?
4.
4 treasures. Take it out of the fight. 1. 2. 3. 4, and I get to pass that off to somebody to the left. Is that where it goes to?
He grants the levels. At the conclusion of the fight, give this bookmark to the player on your left.
Conclusion of the fight. I'm going to now add on foot gear, sandals of protection.
You can't.
Yes, it says.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, actually,
it says right here. You gain its treasures immediately, may play any or all of them, even if you could not otherwise do so.
Fair enough.
So there's a sandals of protection. Pantyhose of great strength, or of giant strength. And I'll set this potion.
Oh, you need one more treasure. It was smothering.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take one more. Okay, Zach. So now we are winning by, if you're getting my help.
Well, he is.
Let's see. So 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So I'm adding 15 to the fight against this level 4 undead person.
Then thing. I'm going, so since I'm not going to win anymore.
You're not going to win? Why not?
Because that was a level 2 7. Monster.
Oh, you need 2 levels?
No, I need 3.
Levels.
Three.
Oh, I thought you were at level 9. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, no. I thought you were at level 9,
no.
too.
No. No, I needed both of the monsters.
This is amazing. It's amazing that you didn't know because that was a master stroke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
From here on out,
I thought he was at
don't
level
look
nine.
At the card, Steven. Just yeah. play.
I thought he was at level 9. Anyway.
But now, since I can't win, and if I go on with this, you would win without me winning, and I picked you so I could go on, I'm going to use my polymorph potion to turn that horse into a parrot.
leaving its treasure behind. So there will be no levels gained in this fight.
So you're doing what now?
Used during any combat, turns any one monster into a parrot, which flies away, leaving its treasure behind, usable once only. So no levels and two treasures for Zach, presumably. Yeah.
Three treasures, because it was an intelligent.
Oh, yeah. And I get a fairy dust card.
Yep, and yes. Rob gets a bookmark.
And Rob gets a bookmark.
I like that bookmark better.
I guess I'll use my potion of general studliness.
Studliness.
To go up a level. To 8, and we will get rid of all of these.
When I swap out a weapon, can it go bank, or do I have to...
It banks.
Yeah, okay. It banks.
No, a lot of the other bookmarks are, when you use it, you tear it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I just kind of generally don't like.
I don't do that either.
No. It's like, that's a...
I think we should agree that you just don't do that.
Yeah.
You can, like, remove it from the game. You can't use it again, but don't tear them off.
Okay, fine. You're up.
All right. God, that was very exciting just now. I was not involved.
Darn it.
All right, time to kick down that door.
That was nefarious, Steven.
Ha, kick.
Honestly, I thought you were level 9.
Half-breed. How is this possible? Let's go looking for trouble, guys. Against a level 8 Amazon. Will not attack females, just gives them one treasure instead.
Are you level 9?
I am at level 9, yes. So right now I'm at 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. So I'm beating it by 10.
And it's a level what?
8.
I'm going to play this transferal potion. Play during any combat. Any other player, your choice, fights the monster, may ask for help normally, and gets the treasure and levels if he wins. The original player then resumes his turn and may loot the room, whether the combat was won or lost, usable only once. Transferal potion. That doesn't say I can transfer it to myself, though. That's the only bad thing.
You're a player.
Yeah, it's you.
Okay, I'm going to transfer it over to me, then.
Okay.
Level 8 Amazon. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I'm beating it.
Doesn't that get spent after you use it?
Not for the fairy duster.
Okay.
Roll both fairy dice when entering combat and use the highest bonus.
Okay. Cool.
So that is 19 to its 8.
That's pretty good.
I will make the monster wicked, which, since you are a princess, will give it a plus 10.
Ooh. So I'm beating it by 1 then. Oh, but I get plus 3 more. Since I'm fighting it by itself, so I'm beating it by 4.
I'll throw in a magic missile to the Amazon side, plus 5 to monster side.
So I'm losing by 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. go ahead.
I will throw in... Wait, you're losing by 1?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm going to try to use my... Well, I've got this. I guess it continues... I'm going to roll my second chance sparkles. Every time you play an item that says usable only once, roll a die. On a 6, that item comes back to you and may be used again even in the same combat. Shoot. Because I should have used that die from my Zack Sack. All right, so that's gone. Second chance still sticks around. Okay, so I'm losing by what? 1?
Yep.
Fairy berry time. Each fairy dust D6 is a fairy berry, which may be rolled for a once-only combat bonus. If you roll 4 to 6 on a die, you may use it again in a later fight. Otherwise, it is set aside. So, first one is a 3. So now I'm up by 2, and that gets set aside, since I can't use it again.
I will use a flaming poison potion for a plus 3 to... the monster side.
Back down by 1.
Back down by 1. All right, let me roll my other fairy berry. It's a 6.
Ooh.
So I'm up by 5, and I get to keep the fairy berry for another fight.
Up by 6.
I'm up by five.
I'm up by five. I'll throw in some pretty balloons.
Which does what? Ties it?
Yep, plus five.
Okay. Yes, Rob, I think I would like help.
All right.
La, 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 cross the finish line.
7, 8, 9, 18. We're up by 18.
Up by 18?
You got anyone, anything? Anyone?
I do not. I mean, I could help them.
Oh. You could.
Yeah.
All right.
3, 2.
Nope. First, I will produce this
hidden bookmark.
Dramatically. Let's see. Produce this bookmark from some dramatic hiding place. My belly button.
Your belly button is not a dramatic hiding place.
I thought it was pretty dramatic.
Yeah. Show it to everyone so they can satisfy themselves that it is what you say it is. To drop the bookmark right on top of the cards that have been played in the combat so far, say boom and busted, cackle evilly. Ha, boom and busted! Ha, 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 ha. Now I need to read it again because there's more stuff. Reach over and grab it. This combat is now over. Regardless of what happened so far, no one gets any levels or treasures for the combat. Discard all cards played in the combat. The player whose turn it is starts his turn over. Give him the bookmark. He may now use it this game.
Yep, because it is Rodrigo's turn.
And it starts it over.
And yep. It starts over so from the beginning, the so he gets to, kicks the door back Whoa. Down. That's okay, because...
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Well, kick down the door. Curse! Change sex! Amazing! All right, I'm a girl now. -5 to my next combat.
That means your curse is relevant.
It is, yeah. That's why it's amazing.
Didn't you have something else that...
No, I took away that curse for a fairy dust card earlier.
No, you took away the one that made it so he couldn't win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the curse that's relevant right now.
Oh, okay.
Is the one where we can ask you for help.
Yeah. As long as you must help the next player of the opposite sex who asks... without asking for any reward, unless that fight is for the win. If the combat turns into a fight for the win, after you start helping, you can back out without any penalty, and the curse is lifted. Yes. Kick down the door, that happened. I get to loot the room now, right?
Oh, there's a monster.
Or go looking for trouble?
Yep, looking, yeah.
I'll loot the room. Loot.
Trouble ran away. Man, I thought I was so close.
And done.
All right. I will kick down the door to find a Super Munchkin. Yay.
Super Wizard.
Oh, I have 6 cards in my hand. Hang on.
Oh, I'm a level 9. I think Zach's a level 8.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
I'm going to go looking for trouble against a level 6 Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Sorry. Gain an extra level if you defeat it without using help or bonuses. Bad stuff. Projectile, vomiting, attack. Discard your whole hand. 2 treasures for this. Rob, you want to help me?
Sure. It's a win.
Let's see. What am I sitting at?
It's a win.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Against
and
whatever.
18.
So we're beating it by 22. 20. What's 8 plus 3? 24. Right? No.
8 plus 3
is 11.
22. 21.
One of those.
We're beating it by a significant amount.
Yep.
Probably significant enough that you need to do something tricksy in order to.
Yep.
On the one hand,
you can cackle evilly again.
Yes,
I could
but
do that.
You lose the bookmark. I get the bookmark.
Yeah,
and my turn starts over again.
I think all the bookmark. You
did we win?
No,
it's not worded very clearly. I can only use one bookmark per game, right?
Right. You may only use one bookmark per game unless you change sex.
Oh, okay.
If Ding. You change sex, you may use a second bookmark. You may not use more than 2 in a game, no matter what.
There you go.
What?
Well, that's okay.
So Rodrigo actually can use the bookmark again.
Well, that's
And you
right.
wouldn't be able to use the bookmark.
It would only be my second bookmark.
You haven't changed sex yet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's true.
It's okay. I won't use my bookmark.
Yes.
He will take you down normally. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, no, not normally. Instead, I will use I Told You So. play when any player is in combat. One monster turns into a frog, leaving its treasure behind and granting no levels. If it was the only monster in the fight, the combat is over.
So it's not technically killed, so Rob doesn't get to go up a level.
Yeah, no.
Right.
But there are two treasures, and Rob didn't ask for any treasures. One, two. Ah, curse you, Rodrigo.
I think Rob might still get the fairy,
card. Dust card.
Yeah, you do get a fairy dust card. I guess I'm going to equip Singing Dancing Tour. Doesn't have his number of hands, so I'm guessing it's a one-handed item.
Yeah, and it doesn't. That's is because it's a dancing sword. It's not a one-handed
item. Okay.
You know what a dancing sword is, right?
Yeah. Well, then...
You could almost say it's parasitic.
I will add a rat on a stick to
He's
my...
talking to him.
Rat on a stick and a tuba of charm to that. Done.
Rat on a stick and a tuba of charm.
Oh, one hand big, one hand, right? Yeah.
Wow. All right. My turn.
Yep.
I am going to resurrect a Pikachu.
Ugh, no. Need any help with that, Rob?
Let me figure out what I'm discarding first.
Okay.
I'll discard my illusion.
Ooh.
Jazz hands.
Glitter.
I currently do not need any help. But...
but you would like to hold someone's hand as you cross the finish line?
Eh.
Rob feels no love.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Rob says there's
only... latest expansion is kind of lost on me.
There's only room enough for one on top of the podium.
Yep.
Are you this fat?
Hey, you know, podium's as big as you want it to be.
Yeah, I'm up by 12 on it right now.
I don't have anything.
I have absolutely no cards that will hurt you.
Yes.
Which means that Rob gets all the bookmarks in this game.
Yep.
Like a Excalibur.
But he can't use them again unless he becomes a lady.
Yeah. I haven't used
one. He hasn't used one.
Oh, you haven't used one yet. Well, I hope you guys understand that this game's going to go another hour. let's see. I produce it dramatically. Drop it on front of something, and then the combat is over. So. Boom and busted.
This is also a Cackle. Boom Studios bookmark. This was this came out during the announcement that Boom Studios would be doing the Munchkin comic book.
Mm.
Available now at all fine comic book retailers.
Because no Boom reason. And they hope they weren't going to get busted.
Spell cards played in the combat. Huh. Exception, if you pull this bookmark out of the Munchkin comic, you may take one of the cards played and put it in your hand.
It was not pulled out of the Munchkin comic.
The player whose turn it is starts his turn over. Give him the bookmark. He may not use it this game. If it is your turn, tear the bookmark in half instead.
Oh, wait, I can't use it again?
Nope, no. I don't think so.
And it was used during your turn.
Technically, yes.
Oh, well, there you go.
So it's gone.
So Rob still has it so far.
Congratulations, Rob. You sure you don't need help?
Yeah, I'm sure I don't need help.
Congratulations, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Yay, Rob.
Yay, Rob. Yeah, all right. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah, it was good times.
Yeah, it was a good combo.
We recorded this a couple days after Valentine's Day, but still no love left over in this in this week's game.
No love.
Might want to separate stuff.
Yeah, we'll separate some stuff. So what'd you think of Love Shark Baby?
That was fun.
Yeah, there's some cool stuff in there. I had a lot of different cards from it.
Yeah, I was glad that we got so many of these popping up so early in the game, because they were very, very helpful. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed this game of Munchkin. If you have any questions, podcast at majorspoilers.com. If you would, please tell a friend. And if you want to get access to some bonus content, including the exclusive Critical Hit Munchkin set that we created based on our fans, head over to members.majorspoilers.com and consider becoming a VIP today. That wraps it up. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, it's not cheating if you don't have a bookmark shoved into your belly button.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.